Hello everyone, here I'm going to talk about our study, the redirection hijacking in content delivery and networks. This study is a joint work between University of Delaware and the George Mason University. In today's talk, we will first introduce some background on the DNS and its security extension, DNSSEC, and then we'll talk about the security vulnerability and the threat model we found in the DNS platform. Next, we present our threat analysis and discuss some countermeasures. DNS is one of the most important components on the internet. It translates the human readable domain name to IP address through root server, TLD server, and the authoritative DNS server. However, DNS didn't come with the security feature, which means an attacker can inject a forged DNS record to the resolvers and hijack the domains the client request. To against such DNS spoofing, several challenge response defense has been proposed, for example, the transaction ID and the source port randomization. However, such randomization only increases the entropy of the DNS queries and will be only effective against the off-pass attacker. If an attacker is on-pass, it can simply bypass those challenge response defense by spoofing the network package. So the DNSSEC is rescue such problem. To secure the integrity of DNS record, the domain's authoritative DNS server first creates two pair of keys. First, the zone sign keys and the key sign keys. The zone sign key is used to sign the DNS record in the zone space, and the key sign key is used to sign the DNS key record, which is the public key of the key pairs, and the resolvers can use the public key to validate the signatures of DNS record. To enable the resolvers also validate the DNS keys, the authoritative DNS server also create a hash value of the public zone key saying key and upload it to the parent zone called DS record. Then the resolver can simply fetch the DS record and validate the DNS keys. Following a similar process, the resolver also can validate the DNS record provided by the top-level DNS server through the signature from root server. DNSSEC is also not perfect. It also introduced some problems. The one major problem is it's hard to identify the denial of existence in the zone space. To enable the denial of existence, DNS key provide a specific record called NSEC, which indicates there is no valid name between two valid names in the zone space. The NSEC record also introduces a problem called the zone enumeration attack. Through the zone enumeration attack, an attacker can enumerate the NSEC record in the zone space and work through the space to learn all the IP address, all the domain name, and sometimes the IP address in the zone. Zone space is a real issue. It may pose private device name, sometimes IP address in the zone. Also, it may reveal some registry data which is supposed to be hidden from the zone. So another solution is use the line signing. But a traditional RSA-based signature cannot produce the real-time on-demand signature because it's quite high computational overhead. So recently, the ECDSA-based live signing have been adapted by the DNSSEC. The ECDSA-based signature has some features. First one is with fast key generation to enable the live signing, so it helps prevent the zone emulation. Second one, it also is the significantly reduced signature size, which helps mitigate the DDoS amplification attack. The ECDSA-based signature has been adopted by Cloudflare and the .NLTLD. Before we get the problem we studied, we first also overview the request rerouting in the CDN platform. With the content provider leverage CDN, then this when a client issues a request to a resolver, the authoritative DNS server of a content provider direct the resolver to ask the DNS query to the mapping system in CDNs, typically through the CNAME record. The mapping system in CDN then, based on the IP geolocation of the resolver or the client, to select a nearby edge server and return the IP address of this edge server to resolver, then the client can access a near edge server, and the edge server will fetch the content from content provider and send the content to the client. Essentially, there are two steps in this process. First, the domain delegation, which means how the content provider redirect queries to the CDNs, and the second one, the surrogate selection, which means how the CDN select edge server to serve the client. Alternatively, the content provider also can directly delegate their DNS resolution to the CDNs, and this time the mapping system will select a near edge server to the client. Now we see what's the problem here. Because the CDN typically deploy a distributed platform all over the world, so typically with different IP address of their IP address. So this time, the answer from mapping system is typically dynamically generated, which means it's hard to be signed by DNSSEC. So question is, can live signing rescue this problem? Unfortunately, even the DNS can sign their DNS record on demand. The attacker can still replay a legitimate DNS record with the valid signature and redirect the client to a non-optimal edge server, which is now selected by the CDN platform. If this edge server is unresponsible or with some problem, the attacker can successfully interrupt the user's access to the DNS to the CDN platform. Next, we present the threat analysis in our study. First, we perform some detailed case studies for different DNS CDN platforms. We only present one result here, which is a typical case. First, we observed Akamai using a long CNAME chain to direct users' requests to within their CDN platform. The problem is each CNAME request will generate a new DNS query chain, so it's hard to be signed by DNSSEC. If this chain needs to be secure, they have to be signed each CNAME and then reach the final A record. However, the A record is also dynamically generated by the CDN platform, so which means first, it's hard to be signed by the traditional IaaS-based signature. Second, even they can lively sign this A record, it still suffers from the replay attack we just shown in previous slides. Another case is some CDNs also use CDNs to direct user requests to different their edge server. In this case, based on where the resolvers or the client issue the queries, the key CDN platform direct users' requests to different POPs in their platform. So the CNAME record here also dynamic. So the CNAME also hard to be signed by the DNSSEC. In general, we perform a large-scale study on this on the popular CDN platforms. We know that any cast-based CDN are invulnerable to this vulnerability because the Anycast always use the same DNS record to direct user queries. Yeah, but all the CDN-based CDNs suffer from different degree of those vulnerability. First, if they use dynamic CNAME, they may suffer from hard to sign those CNAME record. Also, if they generate dynamic A record, it's hard to sign those A record. In general, previous study had revealed some reason why the DNSSEC adoption is slow. For example, some leading registrars now cannot provide the DNSSEC for their client. So many domains, even they want to provide DNS signature, they have to use another registrars. Also, we could claim that another bar for the top domain adopt DNSSEC is they heavily rely on the CDN platform. They may use the dynamic mapping. Next, we perform some performance study to show what's the degree of the attacker can manipulate the CDN performance. We study three basic metrics: first, RTT, TTFB, and the download speed. The RTT is pure network metrics, which reflect the performance of network paths. And the time to first byte include both network latency and the page construction time. And the download speed is show the download performance when attack present. We use a simple technique has been proposed for many years called cache penetration. From the simple command curl demand, we can specify which edge server we want to access with a specific domain. We specify different IP address on the URL to access the same content. Then from one vantage point, we can access different edge server on the CTP on the DNS platform to see what's the performance impact. For the result, the RTT and the TTFB have the similar impact when the attack is present. Typically, it costs around 300 milliseconds performance degradation on the CDN platform. And for the content download speed, although the optimal assignment from CDN with different performance, the non-optimal assignment always costs a very bad performance for the content download speed. More seriously, besides the performance, such a vulnerability may also cause more serious threats. First, it may be used by attacker to create a potential DDoS attack, where the attacker can direct a request from a large number of clients to a single victim CDN edge servers. Next step, it may be used by attacker to defeat CDN's load balancing and DDoS protection. During our experiment, we found we can simply detect the unresponsive server on the CDN platform. And at this time, an attacker can replay the legitimate mapping record associated with this unresponsive edge server. Such record will still valid for the DNSSEC validation and pass all the DNSSEC. And then the attacker can interrupt end user success, which may cause significantly financial and reputational damage for both CDN and the content provider. Next, we discuss some countermeasures we considered. First, because this vulnerability is caused, the root cause of this vulnerability is the DNS signature is with a long valid period. Typically, the traditional ISA signature is with 30 days, and the new ECDSA-based signature typically with 2 days valid period. So we consider we may sign the additional information to limit the valid period, and also combine with using a short validity period in the DNSSEC signature. Such method will increase the difficulty of the record injection performed by the attackers because the validity period can, first, the validity period cannot be altered in the DNSSEC record, and also which will create a very short window for the attacker perform the record rejection to DNS resolver. Next problem is we also found the CNAME is widely used in CDN platform, so which also increased difficulty of securing all the mapping result, mapping record in CDN's platform. The CDN are widely used CNAME chains to direct user queries between their different services on CDN. Also, some CDNs use dynamic CNAME mapping, which also create a new barrier to adopt DNSSEC signature. We propose we can use a technique which is originally designed for the totally different purpose called CNAME flattening. The CNAME flattening is used to hide the CNAME chain from the resolvers. The CDN's authoritative name server can act as a resolver by recursively resolve all the CNAME chain and finally construct an A record. Go back to our previous example. In this case, if the CNAME flattering can be achieved, the name server of CDNs can act as a resolver to perform all the name resolution on the behalf of the client. And finally, this name server can construct a new A record to return the client. And with this method, now only two records should be signed by DNSSEC, reduced from all five records here. In conclusion, in this study, we investigate fundamental vulnerability in DNS-based CDNs, which generate from the dynamic of DNS mapping record used in CDN platform, which allow the attackers to manipulate the access of end user even when the DNSSEC signature is present. Also, we also identify the widely used of CNAME on the CDN platform, which also create a barrier of DNSSEC adoption. To understand this problem, we perform a large-scale characterization of the request routing options in the CDN platform. We study some practical impacts, for example, the performance degradation, and sometimes the attacker can leverage this vulnerability to defeat CDN's benefits, for example, load balancing or the DOS protection. Also, we discuss several countermeasures against such vulnerability we study in this paper. Thank you.
Any questions?
Hi, my name is Henry from Princeton, and I was wondering, is there any indication that those CNAME chains are indicative of different authoritative servers at different levels, meaning that no single server could flatten them?
Because the CNAME chain typically, first, it will direct the user query to the CNAME's authoritative server, so the CDNs should be always be able to configure their name servers at first step to perform the CNAME flattering.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we have nearly finished our session today. Thank you all for attending. And thank you, everyone.